Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The TSA is under fire. A recent audit of the U.S. Transportation Security Administration shows the agency has failed to identify 73 workers with links to terrorism. A recently released report from the Inspector General's office says that while the TSA's screening of its workers was generally effective, the agency does not have access to terrorist watch list information that is needed for a more thorough evaluation. John Roth is the Homeland Security Department Inspector General.
The 73 individuals, we believe, is the sort of sum entirety of what was missed. We gave those names to TSA as soon as we discovered them, and I think they're following up on each of those.
John Roth testified Tuesday on Capitol Hill. A series of terrorist bombings killed at least 20 people Tuesday in and around Iraq's capital, Baghdad. The most serious blast came when a car bomb blew up along the city's busy Palestine Street, home to numerous stores and restaurants. Other attacks targeted an army patrol and a market. No one has claimed responsibility. Police in New York State searched Tuesday for two escaped killers. Dozens of police armed with rifles walked through farms and fields near the town of Willsboro looking for David Sweet and Richard Matt. Authorities say they believe the two men are on foot after they escaped last week from a maximum security prison near the Canadian border. An Egyptian court sentenced 11 people to death Tuesday in connection with a 2012 riot at a soccer stadium in Port Said. The riot left 74 people dead and hundreds injured. Egypt's worst case of soccer violence began at the end of the match when local fans fought with visitors. This is VOA News. Eritrea is dismissing a United Nations report that accused the country of systemic, widespread and gross human rights violations. In a statement Tuesday, the Eritrean Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the report is, in its words, totally unfounded and devoid of all merit. After India ordered a brand of instant noodles off the shelves over safety concerns, authorities are widening tests on other brands of noodles, pastas and macaroni. Anjana Pasricha takes a look.
The report that Nestle's Maggi noodles contained high amounts of lead and taste enhancer monosodium glutamate first trickled in from a remote town in one of India's poorest states, Uttar Pradesh. Within days, the country's food regulator declared Maggi noodles unsafe and hazardous for human consumption and ordered one of the biggest food recalls in India. At least six states and the Indian Army banned the popular two-minute noodles, which were Nestle's fastest-selling food item in the country. Nestle has contested the results, declaring the product safe. Anjana Pasricha of New Delhi.
The Standard & Poor's rating agency says cyber attacks are emerging as an increasing risk for companies around the world. An S&P report published Tuesday says global losses may run as high as $400 billion per year. Former Republican Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Dennis Hastert pleaded not guilty in federal court Tuesday to charges of violating U.S. banking rules and lying to the FBI. Hastert, who once was second in line for the presidency, was ordered to surrender his passport. The former Illinois congressman turned Washington lobbyist is accused of withdrawing hundreds of thousands of dollars from his bank account to silence what media reports say is someone Hastert may have sexually molested while a high school teacher and boys wrestling coach. A moderate Syrian rebel coalition seized a major southern military base from the government on Tuesday. The Southern Front Alliance took what is known as the 52nd Brigade Base after a day of what rebel spokesmen are calling short and quick but fierce fighting. Greece has offered a new economic reform plan to its international creditors. The debt-ridden nation hopes to avoid a possible default at the end of June. Details of the new plan were not disclosed, but some officials said they focused on revised fiscal targets and new ways to generate revenue. The South Korean Health Ministry has announced the death of the seventh person from Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. The ministry said Tuesday the victim is a 68-year-old woman who had been in the emergency room of a Seoul hospital where previous infections have taken place. From Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.